Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hey there. I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that paints a new scene from history every day of the week. I'm Gabe Lousier, and in this episode, we're looking at an important milestone in the life of Pablo Picasso, the post-impressionist master who helped develop a whole new way of looking at the world. The day was June 24th, 1901. Spanish painter Pablo Picasso held the first major exhibition of his artwork at a gallery in Paris. The exhibit was held on Rue Lafitte, an upscale street renowned for its impressive art galleries. A solo showing at an established gallery was a major breakthrough for the 19-year-old Picasso. His greatest works were largely still ahead of him, but the 75 paintings he displayed in Paris revealed a young artist with enormous potential. Pablo Picasso was born on October 25, 1881, in the coastal city of Malaga, Spain. His father, José Ruiz Blasco, was both an artist and an art instructor at a local provincial school. When Picasso was 7 years old, he began taking figure drawing and oil painting lessons from his father. 7 years later, the family moved to Barcelona, and Picasso's father began teaching at the city's School of Fine Arts. Picasso enrolled there not long after, and throughout his teenage years, he participated in group exhibitions held by the school. Several years later, in 1899, Picasso dropped out of school, swore off academic classicism, and took his art in a drastically different direction. He joined a local group of avant-garde artists and writers and began experimenting with new styles and techniques. The community met regularly at a local tavern, and in 1900, Picasso held his first professional exhibit there, though it didn't do as much for his career as the 1901 show in Paris. It was around the time of that tavern exhibition that Picasso took his first trip to the City of Light. The French capital was the place to be for aspiring experimental artists. Not only did the city's lively atmosphere and modern fashions provide loads of inspiration, there was also its network of prestigious commercial galleries. By the time Picasso made it to Paris, many of his post-impressionist peers had already held their own exhibits on the famous Rue Lafitte. This included Vincent van Gogh, Paul Cézanne, Paul Gauguin, and Georges Seurat. Picasso wanted in on the action, so he spent the next year producing bold new works for his own potential show. In early 1901, Picasso returned to Paris, determined to win an exhibition. He brought 100 of his own paintings with him and landed a meeting with Amboise Vollard, the prominent art dealer who had arranged shows for Picasso's contemporaries. Impressed by the young artist's obvious talent, Vollard immediately agreed to purchase and show the paintings at his gallery that summer. Picasso was thrilled by the opportunity and worked breathlessly to complete new paintings for the show, sometimes cranking out as many as 2 canvases per day. In the end, he chose 75 paintings for the exhibit, representing a range of themes and subjects. There were bright, colorful scenes of Parisian nightlife, as well as bold, moody landscapes and portraits of people from all walks of life, including sex workers, art dealers, and high society women. To announce his arrival to the art world, the young artist also included a self-portrait titled Yo Picasso, or I Picasso. In a show of confidence, this was the first painting listed in the exhibition catalog. Not as many art critics attended the show as Picasso would have liked, but those who did wrote favorably of what they saw. One critic, Felicien Fagus, described Picasso as, quote, a brilliant newcomer, though he did go on to say that the artist had yet to forge his own personal style. All in due time. Still, most people would count the exhibition as a success, but not the man who financed it, Amboise Vollard. He had expected a more glowing reception for Picasso's work, and although he had purchased a studio's worth of the artist's paintings, Vollard refused to buy from Picasso again until 5 years later. As you might imagine, that betrayal soured Picasso's view of Vollard as well. He believed his paintings could have sold for far more, and that Vollard had taken advantage of his eagerness to exhibit in Paris. Picasso wasn't alone in that feeling either. Both Gauguin and Matisse claimed to have been swindled by Vollard. In fact, Matisse reportedly pronounced the art dealer's name as voleur, the French word for thief. Pablo Picasso's first major exhibit wasn't a total success then, but it did get his name out there, serving as an introduction both to the art world and to his fellow post-impressionists. Picasso remained in Paris for the rest of the year and later settled there permanently in 1904. Life in the foreign city was difficult at first. He struggled with loneliness and poverty, but he didn't suffer in vain. He channeled those down-and-out experiences into his art, kicking off his legendary Blue Period, a series of works, including The Old Guitarist, that used blue tones to capture the gloomy world of the underprivileged. From there, Picasso's style continued to develop through the Rose Period, where he often painted lively circus scenes in orange and pink, and eventually to his pioneering work in Cubism, the abstract style for which he's best known today. Through all his different periods, which spanned the course of over 80 years in total, Picasso created more than 50,000 paintings, drawings, engravings, and sculptures. This made him one of the most prolific artists of his generation, or of any other. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. You can learn even more about history by following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments or suggestions, you can always send them my way at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thank you for listening. I'll see you back here again soon for another day in history class.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.